Bismillah. You're listening to Mayamana, Whispers to the Heart, a series of reflections. This is a space for your soul to reconnect with the heart, the mind, and the body it is attached to. And I'm glad you're here. We'll start with a short poem titled Prayers. How many nights did I raise my palms, pleading for something I did not know would break me? For something that I realize now, if I had, I would have begged harder to lose it than I had begged to receive it. Prayers can feel unanswered, and we become so desperate for them that we don't realize Allah has already answered. Even though our eyes cannot see it, our hearts and faith are what actually see the truth, which is that no prayer, no dua goes unanswered. So do not let the eyes fool you from what your heart already knows to be true. Just like when you were born, your 10th birthday was already written. Your last Ramadan, the meal you ate, was already yours. It was just a matter of time for you to see it, but it never changed the fact that it was already decreed for you. So what you're seeking now is the same. It's only a matter of time before your eyes see it. Your prayers are inspired by Allah Himself. You could have not gotten there on your own, and why would the Lord of the world inspire you to ask for that and guide your tongue to call upon Him if He did not intend to give you that or better? Allah does not play games. He is clear and He is intentional. So why is it that sometimes we ask for things and we don't get them? Maybe it's because we didn't ask big enough. For what you were seeking, Allah had something greater written for you, because Allah gives what you ask for or greater. Let's say you wanted a certain person and Allah didn't grant you that. But would you give your little sister, hypothetically, a husband who may be good but you knew he wasn't the best for her? What if you knew someone better was coming, one who would bring her deep happiness? Would you deny her the one she begged for, even if she cried and said you're ruining her life, because you knew if she just waited a couple more years, that the one who's truly meant for her would come, and that the one that she thinks she wants will actually end in misery? Would you deny that man for her so that she can get the best? Because really, what is a few years of patience for your sister compared to a few decades of peace and stability in marriage? If you would do that for your sister, then why expect any less from Allah, who loves you more than anyone else ever could and wants more for you than you want for your sister and even for yourself? Anything that feels unanswered is not, and delay is redirection. And also, the time between now and when your prayer reaches you is not wasted, it is necessary. Let's return to your hypothetical little sister again. In order for her to receive that husband and not lose him and not push him away, she needs those years without him. She needs time with herself, with her Lord, and with her lessons, because that time is what shapes her to be ready for the prayer she once made. The same is true for you and me. The time between the dua on your tongue and its arrival to your eyes is necessary. You are being beautifully built and prepared for what is yours. But do not delay it by doubting. One last time, let's go back to your little sister. The longer she stays angry at you, the longer she clings to what's gone, then the longer she delays herself. So make your du'as and prayers with certainty that Allah has answered better than you imagine. And your reflection of the day is, what is one prayer you thought went unanswered, but now looking back, you realize it was Allah's protection and redirection all along? Take care and talk soon.